This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Now, news breaking in Queensland, and you'd expect this to happen. He's a decent man. Chief Justice Carmody has just withdrawn himself from the Cowan appeal, the Brett Cowan appeal, saying he's not wanting to delay justice any longer. So instead of having some sort of long-winded inquiry as to whether he's biased, Chief Justice Carmody has withdrawn himself from the Cowan appeal to be dealt with by other people on the Queensland bench. And hopefully the appeal has absolutely no hope of being successful. Now, Johanna Marie, our reporter from 4BC, has been to the Queensland Court of Appeal this morning in relation to this creature, Brett Cowan, and the Chief Justice, Justice Carmody. Johanna Marie's online. G'day, Johanna.
Good morning.
So he stood down and withdrawn from the case, not wanting to delay justice.
Yes, yeah, so the lawyers for Brett Peter Cowan were making an application to have Chief Justice Carmody removed from the appeal case of Cowan. Now, they heard that appeal in November and he still hadn't, the Court of Appeal hadn't delivered that decision yet. And because it's been so long, that's given the his lawyers an opportunity to make this application. But this morning we've seen the Chief Justice say he's going to remove himself from the appeal, saying that he doesn't want to delay the justice any further and doesn't want to see this absurd and extraordinary application continue. He said it would be a waste of court time and taxpayer money, and it would also be a burden on the victims, the parents of the victim, and would be mountains of costly nonsense. So he's really just put a stop to it, removed himself from presiding over the application, but he has also asked the lawyers if they could leave the decision now up to the remaining two justices who did listen to the appeal, who were Justice McMurdo and Justice Fraser. The court has adjourned just for a short time while the lawyers talk about this, and then we'll continue in about 15 minutes and we'll find out whether the lawyers will let those remaining two judges decide or will have to go to a whole another appeal hearing.
Well, look, it would depend, I suspect, Johanna, on whether the justices are unanimous in either upholding or dismissing the appeal. And that's why you usually have an odd number. But I would think if they're unanimous either way, the lawyers would not want it to go to another group of judges. But if it were to go to another appeal, it would just be a blatant waste of people's money, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the Chief Justice has argued, that he would just like to see this matter dealt with by the remaining two judges. So hopefully that is what happens.
Well, maybe he knows what the decision is. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he knows that they've dismissed the appeal, and so it wouldn't matter if he was on the bench or not.
Anyway, yeah, I did also speak to the Morecambes before we came into court, and they were just, they're very upset with this whole process, saying that the Court of Appeal really should have delivered the decision earlier, and this would never have happened. So, yeah, they're very upset.
I imagine they would be. They don't need this to be revisited and played out so publicly. Thanks for that, Johanna. I'll
see
you tomorrow. Thank you. Johanna Marie, our 4BC court reporter there, the Queensland Court of Appeal. So it's an interesting one. The lawyers who've applied for this to have the Chief Justice Carmody removed, they've now said to them, the court has said, well, look, if that's the case, yes, he's removed himself. What about if you just cop the decision of the two justices who originally dealt with the matter? And where's all that music coming from? A stack of music coming from somewhere else just leaking into my studio for some bizarre reason, but we'll try and get it turned down. It may be in an adjoining studio, but well, we got the Philharmonic Choir in there or something, have we? What's happening?
We will have an 8-person choir in here a bit later, and they're doing some testing.
Well, it'd be handy if they did the testing after I finished on air. Ask them. Thank you, because I can hear it in here. Thanks very much. Anyway, so back to what I was saying. So it would be, I think, probably, you know, if they're unanimous in either dismissing or upholding the appeal, well, it would be no point in going any further. But if it's 1-1, well, of course, then we'd have to have another appeal with three other judges determining that, I would imagine. And given that these two judges have already made a decision, they'd probably be disqualified from as well. Seems bizarre.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See ConocoMinolta.com.au for terms and conditions.